Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We talked about it last hour. The government shutdown is very close, this close to being the longest one ever. And I don't sense a great deal of urgency on the part of the White House or John Thune to let the Democrats off the hook here. Our friend Ryan Schmelz is live up in D.C. covering all this for Fox News Radio. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. So what's the latest? I heard Hakeem Jeffries yesterday complaining that the Republicans have been on a 4-week vacation.
Yeah, so the House Speaker Mike Johnson has resisted the temptation to bring the House back. He has said he'll bring them back as soon as the government reopens. But there have been some Republicans, I think, who have been questioning that, or at least raising concerns that the messaging might be getting old in some ways, because you could say it for so long, but when the House is out of session, there's a lot of bills that they want to pass that they can't pass right now.
Yeah. So there's no restriction on what Congress can do, even though basically the government is out of money. Like they could operate as normal.
They can still have votes. Capitol Police are considered essential workers. The people who work in the Capitol are considered to be essential. So the Capitol still functions in many ways. And of course, the members of Congress are still getting paid. Their staff is not getting paid. So a lot of them are coming to work. And, remember yesterday, Jeff Merkley gave that 22-hour plus floor speech, fourth longest in history. The first thing that was said after he was done was a Republican Senator John Barrasso, number two Republican in the Senate, pretty much said that he felt that Democrats wasted their time by doing this and pointed out that Merkley's staff is getting paid right now.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah. What was the bill yesterday that the Republicans brought forth to fund the U.S. military that the Democrats also voted down? Walk us through that proposal they put forth.
Well, the other day, the Republicans put the Defense Appropriations Bill on the floor. That would have pretty much been the military's fiscal year 2026 budget. It would have funded the military from now until the end of next September. And it's a bill that normally gets at least some type of bipartisan negotiation, something they wrap up usually every year. But ultimately, Democrats decided to shut it down. And yes, it would have led to troop pay and all that stuff. But even if that were to pass, I think they still would have been a long ways away from making that into law, because there's a big negotiation process that has to go on with these appropriations bills.
So I don't want to put words in the speaker's mouth, but it sounds to me like basically what he's saying is that we'll come back in when the government's operating again, because in the meantime, we're not going to really be able to get much accomplished, and it's just going to give the Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries a greater platform to grandstand on. I mean, it sounds like that's what he's suggesting.
Well, I mean, look, Jeffries is still doing his daily press conferences as is Speaker Johnson, despite the government being shut down. I would say that some of this is because it's kind of a strategy, which is that you pass your bill and then the other chamber leaves town and pretty much dares the other chamber to say, okay, well, that's the only options on the table. You better pass this now. You saw Senate Republicans do that to House Republicans during the One Big Beautiful Bill process. You've seen the government shutdowns in the past, or at least funding bills in the past. It worked that way, too. But, you know, this has also given Democrats an opportunity to argue that this is because Speaker Johnson doesn't want to swear in Adelita Grijalva, the congresswoman-elect from Arizona, thus making her the 218th signature on the Epstein files discharge petition. So, you know, in some ways, Democrats have weaponized that talking point against Speaker Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Let's talk about the East Wing renovation for just a minute. I've heard all the sound bites. I heard listening to Gutfeld last night. I heard all the jokes about it. And you know, the reality of the thing is that a lot of presidents have done this. I mean, major portions of the White House have been rebuilt over the years. What's the controversy about this, in your opinion?
Well, I think the timing is certainly rubbing some people the wrong way. You know, because they're doing this in the midst of a government shutdown. I think the price tag overall is also where I think some of the controversy is coming from, too. I mean, I believe the last cost I saw was $300 million. And, you know, President Trump has said a lot of these renovations of these new projects he's going to spend out of his own pocket. But, you know, if a cost balloons to be that much, is he going to stick by that? I think that's where probably some of the questions are coming from.
Oh, we've got a guy who works at construction here in the studio this morning. Dan Buck, how in the world can it cost $300 million to build a ballroom?
Well, a lot of it is the historical value that it's got to be built to. I mean, they're going to have to meet all of the historic codes, I'm sure, to build it like it was
to make it
built,
look like
to make it fit.
It fits
yeah,
in.
Architectural. And they're not going to cut corners on this. This is going to be the stateroom. I wish they'd quit calling it a ballroom. I know he keeps calling it the ballroom, but it's going to be the stateroom. It's going to be where all of the major dinners are held. It's going to be where, you know, dignitaries from across the world are going to be, you know, having receptions. You're going to have all your senatorial and congressional meetings and lunches there. I mean, it's going to get great use instead of down the hall at Watergate or one of the other big ballrooms at a hotel. They're actually going to be able to host it at the White House. So
interesting.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's not hard when you start talking about gold lace paint and some of this stuff.
And Ryan, I heard a report from CNN that it aired back in 2010 that when Barack Obama renovated for his basketball court, that renovation cost $376 million. Have you heard that reporting?
Taxpayer money.
I've not seen that yet, but I'm not shocked by that. I mean, that's not exactly cheap to build something like that. And I would say before about the last comment too. Yeah, I don't think the plates and the silverware they're using for the new stateroom is going to exactly be bought from Walmart or Amazon.
No, it'll be top notch stuff, I'm sure. With the presidential seal on it and all that. Bigger and better than ever. All right.
Yeah, timing is probably the biggest question, though, right? I mean, that's probably why they're jumping on this. It's like just gives them one more feather for their, you know,
hat.
I mean, yeah.
Especially if construction is going during the duration of his presidency. It's going to be a visual for Democrats to jump on. You know, and who knows? I mean, this could be a phenomenal project that really changes the identity of the White House for the better. I mean, it definitely could be that way.
Well, but, you've been in the East Wing. It's an ugly building, right? And the East Wing is a gross building.
Well, I remember what the press room was like before they renovated it, and it was a interesting place, to say the least.
Yeah, very true. All right, I know you got to run, Ryan. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, Mark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver,
And my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.